Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I mean, you said that as if we, you know, really did anything spectacular. This is work, man. We're here for you. But we are here for you indeed. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk with the fine fellas of Payne & Pendergast. But let's get ourselves going. 713-572-4610 is the number to text to get involved with the program. And always appreciation to the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on Twitch, 610 Houston. I want to say just off the top, I will not, I have no guarantees on how and where this show goes. But there's a lot of things happening.
There are a lot. There really
right now.
Are.
And in a way that I doesn't necessarily feel like it, per se. Obviously, we just came off of rookie minicamp. We'll talk about that throughout the course of this show. We mentioned it just a second ago, the idea that the NBA draft lottery is coming up tonight. And it matters to the Rockets in a way that's kind of new and refreshing, right? It's not from a place of, like, I mean, there's obviously always hope in something like this, but it's not where the entirety of the hope of this franchise leans upon it. However, this can make things real interesting now, couldn't it?
In a number of different ways, as you pointed out. You can use it in, use that pick, use the top 10 pick, all those things.
Yeah, all sorts of things there. And then also, we're one series down in the Astros going through a 17-game and 17-day stretch. And that's where we begin, because the first weekend was gnarly, and I would very much like them to normalize this stuff, because if it keeps going the way that those first three games went, I'm not going to be well. I'm gonna say that right above from the start. It was very feast or famine, very roller coaster up and down through it. And I think one of the most interesting parts of the first weekend, a two to one series win versus Cincinnati Reds at Daikin Park, I think for me was the pitching. I thought the pitching was incredibly revelatory in all sorts of different ways. And that probably, you know, maintained a large portion of the feast of the feast. Well, there was some famine in there too.
No, I called it feast or famine weekend. But I think there's a lot more to embrace about the weekend than to kind of throw your hands up over. Simply because I hate to do this because there's often other things, you know, involved. But Saturday was really truly just one of those days. Like it was just going to happen. McCullers didn't have anything, 7 runs, all that stuff. In the first inning, not even the full first inning, they did show a little life. They did show a little life, in that game, which was kind of encouraging. And then
before we go further, I want to stop down on McCullers. Like, how'd you react to that? Because I was pretty flabbergasted, and I know Joe Espada got up there on the podium after the game with his remarks, and of course it started with the anger, the visceral anger that he had, obviously about some death threats that had come in towards Lance McCullers and his family. We'll talk more about that here in a moment. But I think that anger was still with him when he was talking about, I mean, he hadn't pitched in 2.5 years. And I was like, hey, man, I don't know if that's the way that I want to talk about this. But that is fair. However, he had gone out there and been decent, I think is a fair
good enough
in his first outing, in the cold, in the wet, in Chicago. And so I did not expect an outing like that one on Saturday where he only gets a single solitary out and gives up a number of runs very early on in that game.
No, I was shocked, to be honest. I fully expected, because McCullers being McCullers, kind of a, you know, we've talked about his regular season may not be as overwhelmingly good as we, you know, people imagine it is, but in clutch situations, he's always come up. And I expected this to be like a clutch situation. First time in front of the home fans, you know, a lot of anticipation. No, I was shocked about the way things occurred, but I still feel like that was just like, okay, he didn't have anything. It wasn't working. That's going to happen. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was first 13 pitches that he threw that were not swung at because the command was just not where it needed to be for him in that instance. And so, yeah, that was a little disappointing on the Lance McCullers return train. And of course, some people did the worst thing possible, which was get out here and then send death threats, which people are still doing this?
Yes, people are still doing this. I kind of want to dig in on that a little bit, because I feel like when you do something like that, we kind of are in a, I think we're, and maybe this is just me, maybe I'm strawmanning it, but it's what I feel. I think we're kind of in a situation where a lot of people sort of like, well, it's not really a death threat. These things happen. People do that all the time. Kind of downplaying it. And that is very dangerous and very dumb to do that. When these things happen, I think it's reflective of, number one, fans being desensitized to it all. You know, like, oh, it happens a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
This is where we get where we talk about small odds, right? Going back to the Russian roulette conversation that I did not anticipate my Monday starting with. But there you go. Shout out to the mind of Seth Payne. Is that the team, the organization cannot take even what feels like relatively small odds that whatever threats are being levered, you know, thrown out there are real. They cannot take that with a grain of salt. Like, they have to operate as though it is. And so it weighs heavily on everybody's involved. And it should, because that is something that is just well beyond the realm of reasonable and the realm of fair and the realm of like human in this instance. For what is ultimately like a game. Like, I don't care if you was betting on this. Like, it does not come to, it should not ever come to that place. We were already talking about how it's crazy how people jump in people's DMs and talk, just tell them that you cost me money, because no, I didn't. I didn't make you put that money on.
Yeah.
Talk less of threatening the safety of his children. And in fact, do we have Lance McCullers here? This is Lance McCullers talking about the threats after the game. And I did want to play this just because, like, I debated it a little bit, but I wanted to, you know, again, in the same way you're talking about, some people will view it as not important. Like, you can hear, and even as he's playing this pretty coy, you can hear the concern in it. And obviously the words themselves are problematic.
It's been a tough evening. I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but, you know, threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So, just as a father, I think there have been many, many threats over the years aimed at me mostly. And I think actually one or two people have from other issues around baseball actually had to go to jail for things like that. But, I think bringing kids into the equation, threatening to find them, or next time they see us in public, they're gonna stab my kids to death. Things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
So this is where I want to kind of focus in on this, because when you cross that line, it is a death threat. No matter how you make it, it is a death threat. And if you downplay it by any stretch, at any level, and call it passion, and he tried to be diplomatic there, or whatever. I understand there's passion. No, there's passion. And then there's this. And I think, when you cross that line, if you think it's not real, it never's real, then you're part of the problem. You're part of the problem. This is a very real thing. And then the mental strain, emotional stress that players feel no matter what, because you don't know who's doing this. I think that's why This is something that should absolutely be pursued and is being pursued the way it is.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Right, and I think Joe Spada would probably put up one of the most obvious but also necessary statements is, everybody's trying their best, right? Like, it's always worth remembering. Everybody here is trying their best. Like, nobody's out here trying to make you mad. And ultimately, I would hope that anybody under the sound of my voice would never even consider such a thing. But it's a reminder, man. Like, it can never be this. It can never be this.
Yeah, once you cross that line, it's about your own mental issues. Because that is not passion. You know, that is illegal. It's a dangerous thing. And probably need some help. And they should never be taken lightly or discounted.
Now, circling back around to passion, something that got me passionate was after Lance McCullers only goes a third of an inning, getting a single solitary out on Saturday. And speaking of the feast part of this, shout out to Ronel Blanco, who definitely did save that game and save the next game and save the opportunity to win that series. He might have saved the opportunity to win this next one here over the next 3 days as well. Because, I mean, having the opportunity to come in after that game where, well, actually, there's that, and I think also the bats obviously helped a good amount. Like, making that game some level of competitive by going and scoring runs after Lance McCullers only gets, you know, a third of an inning made Cincinnati have to continue to use high leverage pitchers in those circumstances and didn't allow them to just put it in neutral and coast through that. But then on Sunday, yesterday, when Ronel Blanco going out pitching 8 innings, 11 strikeouts, throwing 101 pitches, and like really not, because I texted you when Lance McCullers went out. I was like, oh goodness, there goes the pen. Like the pen is screwed. Not really. You used two pitchers yesterday, and that really got them the opportunity to get that win. And he gritted it out in a season where he hasn't been, you know, the same level of Ronel Blanco starting the season last year. And now they have an opportunity to, you know, as they're dealing with injuries even in the rotation, to still like stabilize and normalize and get themselves to a place where they can compete still in what is a dangerous, dangerous stretch of 17 games.
I think yesterday was enormous, but I think they started to win yesterday's game on Saturday with how they responded. Weren't they down 12-0 at one point? It was definitely 10. But the way they responded there sort of set the table for what they were going to, with the pitching staff or the bullpen, et cetera, some of the rallies that they created just sort of make it interesting. That led to Ronel Blanco, who you're not going to necessarily get that kind of effort out of him every night. He's been up and down, but you saw what he's capable of. And then you saw what guys like DeZenzo and Christian Walker and Yonner Diaz and what they've been doing with the offense. There was a lot more good to come out of this than the oh my gosh on Saturday.
So we mentioned Ronel Blanco, and I was listening to the Foul City Territory the Crush City Territory podcast. Salute to them. Obviously, Chandler Rome covers the team for The Athletic. And one of the things they were mentioning is Ronel Blanco, you know, typically pitches in the winter, right? And the team asked him not to do that this year. Is it possible that like he's ramping up? Because obviously, if he had been pitching in the winter, like I think he'd be a lot warmer at this point.
Yeah.
And of course, like there's not a lot of track record to base this off of because he hasn't done it a ton. But in this instance, where he did not have that, right? And I imagine it was reasonable to expect or to ask him to not do that so that he doesn't like tax his arm. But is it possible that the start of the season being a little lackadaisical, for lack of a better term, could maybe be attributed to that, where now he's starting to find that space where he can dial up that eight inning type outing. Of course, I don't think, like you said, that should be expected as a consistent, but now he's giving you a little bit closer to the performances on the high end that you kind of saw last year earlier on in the season.
I think it's possible. Anytime that there's a change in your routine like that, your body has to figure, you figure it mentally and your body also has to figure it out as you go along. But I just feel like if you can get that from him occasionally, you're going to be able to set it up. And that's what I got out of this series. A lot more good than bad.
Yeah, very much agreed. And of course, it's always worth noting that, like, you know, Hunter Brown did Hunter Brown things. Like, is he reaching the point where we almost are, you know, negating some of the benefit of him because we do not talk about it as glowingly because it's almost expected?
That's a good
now?
Sign.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good sign.
We need to find a way to like just have consistent check-ins here and there and be like, hey, I know that we're in a place where we kind of expect the Hunter Brown games to go a certain way, but we should stop down and give a level of salute to him in a stretch of time so that, you know, because he's in Cy Young territory.
He absolutely is. And I thought Friday's game was one of his best ever because he wasn't really good early. Well, he was good in terms of getting out of trouble, but he was missing the zone. He was, giving up some bases on balls. He was fighting behind in the count Friday pretty much all night and yet still would make pitches. That was like to be able to put that performance out there was pretty incredible when he didn't have his best command, you know, early on.
Yeah. So I just wanted to take an opportunity to salute the pitcher because, again, you get a win against the Reds. Not necessarily that the Reds are a great team, but That was very much, you had to salute the pitching, both when it comes to the pen on Saturday, Ronel Blanco covering for the pen on Sunday, and then Hunter Brown just being Hunter Brown. I thought that your pitching, which again has been very solid, has been really good, in fact, this season, continuing to show that that's going to be a forward-facing portion of what this team is, and it needs to keep going because now Hayden Wesneski goes to the IL, right? Like they gave him a little extra time before his last start. And then now he's dealing with inflammation where, you know, I don't know that you can expect him back here soon, right? Lots of inflammation in that right elbow to the point where when they did the MRI, like we've been in this space a lot of times. And it's worth noting that he missed a couple of months with a forearm injury last year when he was with the Cubs. And Dr. Christopher Ahmad, who does work at Columbia University, apparently has written, you know, some advanced, you know, papers and, you know, academic scholarship on the idea that forearm strains have an alarming relationship with UCL injuries.
No kidding.
And so
we're not familiar with that here in Houston.
The Hayden Wesneski thing is like, that is also a part of the up and down roller coaster of this, where
I'm going to have to remember that
Ryan Gusto tonight is going, and I think Colton Gordon can maybe be expected to jump up for a spot start when this, but that's what we were talking about when it came to this rotation. Hey, it looks good, but you're going to need those supporting guys to step in at times. And here you go.
Yeah, they're getting them. But I'll tell you what, when they gave those 2 extra days rest, it was very fishy to me from the very beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so he's on the IL. We'll see how long that ultimately takes. I don't know. What's 20% of, you know, pitchers who injured their forearm muscle then require Tommy John surgery within a year of that muscle strain. Okay. Not trying to put that out there like this is what's going to happen.
Huh.
In fact, can I knock on wood somewhere to hope that it doesn't? But yeah, this again puts more, like I immediately when I saw that, I was like, all right, so what's happening with Luis Garcia? Where's Spencer Arrighetti at? Hey, what can we do here? Because that's very frustrating, disappointing to hear when it comes to Hayden Wesneski. But salute to the pitching. Up and down weekend, but ultimately it came out with a positive result, getting you two out of three wins, and allows you to go into this next series that you're dealing with starting tonight in a good place. There you go. Someone said from the 832, what do you mean, Reg? This was a great series win against the Reds. It's been years since we last won a series against them. Absolutely. Was 2015 was the last time you won a series against the Reds? I wanted to acknowledge it's not a great baseball team, but of course, I think that this was a huge victory, as we talked about, for the Astros this weekend. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get circle back around to the Texans. Had their rookie mini camp at the end of last week when it comes to Friday and Saturday, and it looks like one of the big winners could be a guy who the fan base is clamoring for. LD? Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.